Now, the forming of Intermedia, I myself didn't really have anything to do with that. It was just in the air then. Everybody knew it was in the air, like worldwide, New York, San Francisco, especially. You had to get the grant that was enabling grant to get this thing underway. You had to get some senior people involved, or to for that time, I think it was maybe $50,000 or something like that, which was really a lot of money. It's just not like a senior grant or something. This is like a big project. So I think it was Jack Shadwell, Joe Kyle, and probably Alvin Balkin, and maybe Abe. I'm not sure, but those are the names that I remember, and I didn't know all of them that well at that time, and they more or less did the job of getting the grant, and then I think they left Joe Kyle to do the administration. And now we got this big building on Beatty Street. It's three floors and a warehouse building, and probably still down there. Here I got to tell you that because of my music by that time, I'd been performing a certain way and using electronics and electronic tapes to, as well, to perform, making our own tapes, one way or another, to play along with. And I guess you'd call it the forerunner of electroacoustic that was... It may have been started around the same time out at SFU with Barry Truax and people out there, and they were doing it a little more academically. They're concentrating more on the, because they had all the superior electronic stuff that the synthesizers and whatnot that they needed, and so I would say that we picked out a room. Away from the main floor, just a big open floor, and then as you went higher, it was broken up a bit, and I think we were up on the third floor. It was a room, wouldn't be any bigger than these two rooms here, put together, and we've got a piano up there, and just what we needed, just electronic. Our sound system and everything, and we more or less just set to work with no other idea than, here, we've got somebody's paying for this, and we've got ourselves a studio, and that was our room for as long as it was a few years, so we could go down there, and then I think it probably went on of. These kind of dates and stuff, you have to verify elsewhere, Michael. But I would say it went on for probably 6 months before anybody, there were just so many people hearing about it and wandering in and wondering what they could do and if there was room for them to do this or that. And so that it was just like a workshops. That's what it would you'd call it, that we're going around there. And then finally, maybe we were the first ones, I don't know, but I just thought, well, we've got this room downstairs, at the big room downstairs, why don't we, instead of, we've been doing this for a year or whatever it was, and why don't we have a concert? And the very first concert, I think it was probably, I don't know, I'd say 60 or 80 people. It seemed to be full. The people that somehow heard about it, I don't, can't remember how we advertised it, but I think it went very well, you know. And I started out doing playing with the trio with the bass and drums and piano, and then we probably added electronics for a while, and then I read a long garbled
was it a newspaper? Did you sit in a chair and read a newspaper?
No, I've never done that. I might have used it. I've spontaneously cut up from various books and stuff. But in this particular concert, I read something I'd written. Let's put it that way. And I put on some kind of mask. It wasn't nothing. But a little bit dramatic. We had lighting in the. I didn't play music as I went on, and whenever I read after that, I used to play, accompany myself, you know, trying to do exactly the opposite to what I was reading or the tone of my voice. But that was very successful. And so intermediate, I would say we did, in the few years that it was there, we probably did 4 or 5 concerts either sponsored by Intermedia or over at the Vancouver Art Gallery, and we were trying to find stuff on our own too at the Unitarian Church and that sort of thing.